We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's the Bull and the Fox with you on the Fam. Speaking of Fox, the game Browns-Falcons this Sunday will be on Fox. And one of the best play-by-play men in the business, Kenny Albert, is back with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He'll be on the call of Browns-Falcons this Sunday. Kenny, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. We're excited about the future. Obviously, things have been a little ugly lately in terms of wins and losses, but we're excited that if the Browns get the right coach, we think they have the right GM, the right quarterback, and some cornerstone pieces, Kenny. So even though things are not going great at the moment, I think there's a lot of optimism for the future for this team.
Well, I agree. They certainly seem to be heading in the right direction. I had the game in Oakland. We spoke just prior to that in late September, right. And they wound up losing that game, obviously, in overtime, 45-42. That was Baker Mayfield's first start. So look forward to getting in there tomorrow, going to practice and meeting with some of the guys and working the game on Sunday.
Were you surprised that they fired Hugh Jackson before the bye week?
You know, you started to hear all kinds of rumors and you know, the situation involving Hugh and Todd Haley, of course. I think you're always surprised when a coach does get let go during the season. But I think when you look back, and not to take anything away from Hugh, you know, he's had success in this league, especially as a coordinator. But, you know, when you only win 3 games in 3 years, it's probably not too surprising. But, you know, Greg Williams is a guy that we've spent a lot of time with through the years during his various stops, and look forward to meeting with him tomorrow and getting his perspective on the Browns moving forward.
Kenny Albert with us. Kenny, Browns play the Falcons, obviously, this week. The Falcons got off to a bad start. They've won 3 in a row now, and obviously they are uber-talented on the offensive side of the ball. You mentioned you called the Raiders game, and we had you on, remember that, and that was a very high-scoring game, as you mentioned. I think this game has all the markings of a pretty high-scoring game as well, don't you think?
I wouldn't be surprised when you look at the Falcons putting up 38 against Washington, 34 against Tampa Bay a couple of weeks ago. 5 times this year in their 8 games, they've scored at least 30 points. They did lose a couple of those games, but you're right, Bold. You know, when you look at Matt Ryan and his numbers this year, 19 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions, 71% completion percentage, and Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley, Mohamed Sanu right on down the line, Tevin Coleman, so certainly a lot of offensive weapons. They started the season 1-4, but heading in the right direction. 3 straight wins, Tampa Bay, Giants, Washington, and that's a tough division. I haven't seen Atlanta yet in person this year, guys, but I've worked Carolina, believe it or not, 4 of the last 5 weeks. They've won 3 of those games. We've all seen what New Orleans has been able to do with the 7-1 record, the win over the Rams, so it's a real tough division, the NFC South.
You know, it's supposed to be cold on Sunday. You think that could be an advantage for the Browns as the Falcons play in a dome and come from the south?
Well, I'm about to pack, so I appreciate the heads up. You know, we see that with New Orleans. They've had a better record historically at home in the Peyton Breeze era than when they get outside on the road. So there could be something to that. The Falcons have played all their home games, you know, indoors under Matt Ryan in 2 different stadiums, of course. So there could be something to that, sure.
We're talking with Kenny Albert, play-by-play voice. He'll be on the call, Browns-Falcons, this Sunday, 1 o'clock Eastern here in Cleveland. Kenny, as you've been, you know, I know you haven't seen every team yet. You've seen a lot probably at this point in the season. Who has stood out the most to you? Obviously, you know, you mentioned New Orleans, and we all know about the Rams, but of the teams you've seen at least, who's been the most impressive in person?
Well, I think in the NFC, and we do a lot more NFC than AFC teams on Fox, I saw the Rams once, and that was the Thursday night game. I was actually working on the radio side, the Vikings game, and that was, you know, 500 yards of offense on both sides. So the Rams were spectacular that night offensively, and that's been the case with them throughout the season. Haven't seen New Orleans in person yet, but they're obviously on a roll. I mentioned Carolina having worked their games 4 of the last 5 weeks. I think Cam Newton's playing at a higher level than even during his MVP season back in 2015. Christian McCaffrey now in his second year among the league leaders in yards from scrimmage. They have some really good young wide receivers, DJ Moore out of Maryland and Curtis Samuel in his second year to go along with Devin Funchess. Greg Olsen's back from his injury, so certainly like what the Panthers have done. Haven't seen the Falcons in person. Did the Redskins a couple of times, and they suffered some brutal injuries last week, losing two of their key offensive linemen for the season. I think Adrian Peterson's really been their MVP. They signed him during preseason when rookie Darius Guy suffered the injury, and in all five of the Redskin wins, Peterson's averaging over 100 yards on the ground, so he's been a big pickup for them. But Philadelphia is breathing down their neck, defending Super Bowl champs 4-4. I think they'll be there at the end in the race for the playoffs, so should be exciting over the second half. I haven't seen really the NFC North, haven't seen Green Bay, Detroit, Chicago in person, but look forward to Detroit and Carolina next week.
You know, you mentioned Carolina, and you said you've done a lot of Carolina games, and Cam Newton, you know, Cam's been in the league long enough that you would think, like, he kind of is what he is, but you mentioned he's kind of taken another step forward. You know, I'm not watching Carolina play on any kind of regular basis, but you know, I've kind of noticed that a little bit, too, as they're playing really well and kind of a little under the radar, I feel like. What do you think? Is it North Turner? Is it Cam maturing? Or what do you make of his? Because he's been much more accurate with his passing this year. Well, what do you make of the difference in Cam and the Panthers?
I was about to mention North Turner. Absolutely right, yeah. Adam. I think he's had a big influence. Their completion percentage is higher than it's been in any other year. So I think it's a combination of Norv and just the weapons they have on offense. The Lions played really well. They had allowed only 10 sacks going into the game last week. I think they allowed two in the game against Tampa Bay. But getting Olsen back, he missed three games earlier in the year with a foot injury. And they really have so many weapons now with the guys I mentioned, the receivers and McCaffrey. So it's a team that you know, has some fun when they draw up the plays. I saw Norv was having fun, or Cam was having fun. He walked into a press conference the other day with a caricature of Norv on his T-shirt. So, and the defense is playing well. They signed Eric Reed. He's made some big plays, had a key interception last week. Defensively, at the linebacker position, they got Thomas Davis back. Luke Kuechly's always a top tackler in the league. And a guy like Mario Addison up front, Julius Peppers on the other side. So they've had a solid all-around year. Special teams, Graham Gano kicked the game-winning 63-yard field goal against the Giants. So really all three phases are working for the Carolina Panthers.
And boy, this game tonight may be one of the better Thursday night games we've seen, with Carolina on the road taking on the Steelers, who are red hot right now. I don't know who I pick in this one. I mean, Carolina's hot too, but the Steelers at home. I mean, that's a hell of a game.
Yeah, I agree.
What do you make of that one?
Fun game.
Yeah.
Carolina, when we did their game Sunday, we talked about the short week. Obviously, the Steelers are in the same boat, but that should be a real good game tonight.
We're talking with Kenny Albert, play-by-play voice. He'll be on the call of the Browns and the Falcons this week. Kenny, you know, last week the Browns with the new coaching staff, they were much more aggressive. Went for 2-point conversions every time they scored. Were aggressive on fourth down. I think they went for it three times. They were throwing the ball to Duke Johnson a lot out of the backfield. He's been kind of underutilized. Did you notice kind of a difference a little with the energy, even though the Browns lost, obviously playing Kansas City, you know, and for them last week? And are you expecting kind of the same thing again this week?
Yeah, I would think so. You know, all the things you mentioned, the 2-point conversion attempts and the fourth downs, you know, why not at this point, you know, with their record, Greg Williams coming in. And I read his quotes against a team like Kansas City that can score so many points. You know, you're kind of chasing points right from the start. So when it comes down to going for it on fourth down, not giving the Chiefs the ball back, 2-point conversions, you know, probably not surprising against a team like Kansas City. And Atlanta's similar in that they can put up points in a hurry as well.
You know, Duke Johnson for the Browns has really emerged over the last couple of weeks, including last week when he found the end zone a couple times. It's been a nice little target for Baker Mayfield. I'm of the mindset, Kenny, that the Browns got to use these running backs. Help the rookie quarterback out a little bit. Don't put him in such, you know, passing heavy situations. You know, you got these two young, talented running backs who can make a lot of plays.
Right, and when you look at his history, he led the team in receptions last year. Dustin with 74, only running back in the NFL to catch at least 50 passes each of the last three seasons. So, you know, I think, and one of the quotes I read from Duke referred to Freddie Kitchens, who knows him very well, and obviously, you know, as the offensive coordinator now, Kitchens got Johnson the ball 9 for 9 on the targets. You know, when I think back to that Oakland game, obviously Carlos Hyde was still a part of the team, and you know, after Nick Chubb broke that 63-yard run, you know, we were surprised that they barely went back to him after that. So now that he's obviously had a much bigger role following the trade of Hyde and they get Johnson involved, so I would think we'd see more of the same again this week.
All right, well, Kenny, bundle up and try to stay warm, and we'll listen to you and watch you on Sunday. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks for the weather report, guys. Look forward to it, and hopefully we'll chat again later in the season.
35 degrees in Burr cold, Kenny.
There it is.
Bundle up.
I'll be ready. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Kenny right, Albert. Thank you, Kenny, the play-by-play voice for the game this week. And the game will be on Fox as the Browns play host to the Falcons.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.